EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt faced a marathon session on Capitol Hill Thursday. He was there to defend the Trump administration's fiscal 2019 budget proposal for that agency. But a growing number of members are urging Pruitt to step down. Last week, the GAO found the EPA broke federal spending laws when it spent $43,000 on a soundproof booth in Pruitt's office without notifying congressional overseers. Federal News Radio's Jory Heckman has more from Pruitt's Day on the Hill.
EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt told lawmakers on Thursday he'll cooperate with the 10 ongoing federal inquiries into his spending on first-class travel and security.
I recognize there have been very troubling media reports over the past few weeks. I promise you that I, more than anyone, want to establish the hard facts and provide answers to questions surrounding these reports. Let me be very clear. I have nothing to hide as it relates to how I've run the agency for the past 16 months. I'm not afraid to admit that there's been a learning process, and when Congress or independent bodies of oversight find fault in our decision-making, I want to correct that and ensure that it does not happen again. Ultimately, as the administrator of the EPA, the responsibility for identifying and making changes necessary rests with me and no one else.
But despite mounting pressure from Democratic lawmakers to resign, Pruitt said many of the allegations about him are false and made it clear that he wouldn't be stepping down.
Facts are facts and fiction is fiction. And a lie doesn't become truth just because it appears on the front page of the newspaper. Much of what has been targeted towards me and my team has been half-truths or, at best, stories that have been so twisted that they do not resemble reality. And I'm here, and I welcome the chance to be here, to set the record straight in these areas. But let's have no illusions about what is really going on here. Those who have attacked the EPA and attacked me are doing so because they want to attack and derail the president's agenda and undermine this administration's priorities. I'm simply not going to let that happen.
More than 130 members of the House and 39 senators have called on Pruitt to resign. At least four Republican members of the House have called on Pruitt to step down. The House Energy and Commerce Committee scheduled the hearing to have Pruitt defend President Donald Trump's fiscal 2019 budget for the EPA, but Congressman Greg Walden, the Republican chair of the committee, said the scrutiny around Pruitt has grown too loud to ignore.
As you know, we scheduled this hearing to focus on the EPA's policy and budget priorities some time ago, but you surely understand that members on both sides of the aisle have some serious questions about the management and operations of the agency. We expect you to answer these questions fully and truthfully. I'm concerned that the good progress being made on policy front is being undercut by allegations about your management of the agency and use of its resources. These issues are too persistent to ignore, and I know many members are looking forward to hear more clarity from you today.
Congressman John Shimkus, the chairman of the Subcommittee of the Environment, also acknowledged media reports and investigations about Pruitt's time at the EPA.
It is no secret that there have been many stories in the press about the management and operations of the agency and your dealings with potentially regulated sectors. I consider much of this narrative to be a distraction, but one this committee cannot ignore.
Last week, the Government Accountability Office found the EPA violated federal spending laws when it spent more than $43,000 on a soundproof booth in Pruitt's office. GAO said the EPA failed to notify the appropriations committees. Republican Congressman Leonard Lance asked Pruitt to explain why the agency built the soundproof booth when the agency already has secure locations to hold calls.
We are concerned about some of the allegations regarding the overspending. And in particular, the $43,000 for the security of the phone booth. This has been criticized by the Government Accountability Office. The General Counsel, Mr. Armstrong, said that you had a responsibility to notify lawmakers. You have indicated that you believe this is not part of renovations. Having said that, isn't there other secure locations within your agency? And why did we need to spend taxpayer funds to build a new secure place for making of telephone calls?
Pruitt told Lance he needed a place in his office to hold confidential calls.
I simply requested for a secure communication, secure line in my office based upon phone calls that occur that are confidential in nature. Mm-hmm. And so based upon that instruction, mm-hmm. a process ensued where this investment took place.
Democratic Congressman Paul Tonko said he's concerned that political leadership at the EPA has been hurting the morale of the agency's workforce.
I know many career employees at EPA simply want to work hard to ensure the air we breathe is clean and the water we drink is safe. To them, I say thank you. But the agency's political leadership is pursuing a different agenda. And the mounting evidence of serious ethics violations and credible investigations at the highest level cannot go unscrutinized.
Office of Management and Budget Director Mick Mulvaney says his agency will look into GAO's report. He'd also decide what punishment, if any, would be appropriate. Pruitt told Congressman G.K. Butterfield that EPA career staff informed agency officials who installed the soundproof booth they didn't have to notify Congress about the spending.
Office of General Counsel, career individuals at the agency, advised those folks going through the expenditure process that they did not need to notify Congress. GAO came out recently and said otherwise. That notification has taken place. Those individuals, those career individuals that made the decision on that expenditure were following the advice and counsel and the direction of what they knew to be right.
So it's your position that you had no responsibility to notify Congress of these expenditures?
No, I believe that the decision has been remedied and it should have been done at the beginning, but it was not done, and the question is, as they made those decisions, who guided that? And it was career individuals at the agency.
Committees in the House and Senate also have pending inquiries into Pruitt. They're looking into a range of allegations, including his use of multiple email accounts for official business and whether he got a favorable deal on a Washington, D.C. condo owned by the wife of an energy lobbyist. The EPA's Office of Inspector General currently has 4 open investigations on Pruitt over his spending on security, his soundproof booth, his spending on first-class travel, and possible violations of anti-lobbying laws. Tonko questioned whether the federal watchdog has all the resources it needs to conduct all these investigations.
At this point, we must ask if the Inspector General will have the resources needed to investigate the administrator's seemingly endless misconduct. At the heart of all these issues is an apparent pattern of an administrator refusing accountability and putting personal and special interests ahead of the American people.
Congressman Frank Pallone said he's calling on the Office of Special Counsel to investigate whether the EPA retaliated against career employees who questioned Pruitt's spending.
And I'm confident that these investigations will affirm what I've come to believe is true, that you are unfit to hold public office and undeserving of the public trust. And I don't say those words because I particularly dislike you or hold you in ill repute. I just think that every indication we have is that you really should resign and you are undeserving of the public trust.
Congressman Elijah Cummings, the ranking member of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, has also asked the OSC to investigate. At a rally outside the EPA on Wednesday, the American Federation of Government Employees Union called on Pruitt to step down. Nate James is an IT specialist at the EPA and president of the local AFGE chapter that represents EPA headquarters employees. He said workplace morale has been on a sharp decline since Pruitt took office.
I've been here at 18 years at EPA, and in the past 6 years, it's been going on a decline as far as morale, but these past 16 months have been tougher than ever.
More than half a dozen Democratic lawmakers joined AFGE at the rally. Congressman Don Byers said given the turnover in the Trump administration, he's surprised that President Donald Trump hasn't pressured Pruitt to step down.
This is probably a problem that the Trump White House doesn't need, and I'm not quite sure why Trump's kept him so far. We clearly have seen enormous turnover in this administration, so they're not afraid to get rid of people that are a drag.
Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz said Congress could tighten Pruitt's spending at the EPA if OMB doesn't recommend any punishment in its review.
This guy's being investigated 6 ways from Sunday, which he should be, and I can assure you, even if all else fails, we are going to hold him accountable. We can hold him accountable in the appropriations process. We can insert language in the report alongside his budget, making sure that we get the answers that we need, but the bottom line is that this guy needs to go.
In Washington, Jory Heckman, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.